Today, I'm going to teach this lesson with a heavy heart, a burden for the lost, a burden for the sinners and those that are without the saving grace of God. In the book of Mark, the second chapter, the story is told of Jesus sitting at a feast in Matthew's house. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all of the upper echelon of the church, including their lawyers, when they saw this, they said, "Why? Why? There's got to be a reason. We're simply asking, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Jesus replied, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus sought out the sinner. The sinner sought out Jesus. The Bible says they gladly heard him, and many followed him. God sent his Son Jesus to seek and to save that which was lost. The word sheep is used 41 times in the Bible, and most of those times it represents God's people, his chosen ones. Listen to what Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36 tells us. "When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without someone to care for them. Sheep without someone to lead them into green pastures. Without anyone to bring them down to the still waters. No one to give them rest. No one to provide for them. No one to care for them. Jesus saw this multitude as a people that no one cared for. I can understand that. Most of the people that followed our Lord were the deplorables of that day. The priests, the Pharisees, and the lawyers had very little to do with the kind of people that would follow Jesus. They were fishermen, tanners, seamstresses. They were farmers, merchants, common everyday, workaday people. Had no access to the high priest, had no access to the higher echelon of the people. No one cared for them. In Mark chapter 6, verse 34, it happened again. In Matthew 9 and 36, Jesus saw these people out on the open plain. But here, in Mark chapter 6, in verse 34, this takes place while Jesus was trying to find a deserted place. He and his disciples had taken a boat ride to find a place of rest. But the Bible tells us that when he came out, he saw much people, because the people followed him. They knew about where he would be going, and when he got there, they were waiting on him. The Bible says that when he came out and saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, he saw another multitude groping in darkness. He saw a crowd of people that no one cared for. The scribes and Pharisees, the high priests, saw a mob of deplorables. But Jesus saw sheep without anyone to care for them. That's why He addressed Peter standing by the banks of the Galilean Sea. "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "Oh, yes, Lord, I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep. Care for them. Lead them into green pastures. Lead them beside the still waters. Feed my sheep." But first, Peter would need to find them. Jesus says, "Which of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it?" He doesn't just go out and beat the brush for an hour and give up and return back, but he searches until he finds it. And then he says to his friends and to his neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And he puts it on his shoulders and brings it home with him. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd, he says, will give his life for his sheep. Jesus referred to those that were lost as sheep. Jesus said, "I am sent to the lost house of Israel." Not only would Peter have to find them by searching for them, he would have to find them by fishing for them. Jesus told Peter when he met him, "From henceforth, I will make you fishers of men." I like that analogy. Peter was to become a fisher of men, a feeder of the sheep. And then Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature and feed my sheep." Jesus is concerned about people that no one cares for. Jesus is concerned about the deplorables, the outcasts. He's concerned about those who feel that they have no one to love them. David says, "I looked on my right hand, and there was not a man that cared for my soul." Maybe you are in that same situation. You find that no man cares for your soul, whether you die and go to a devil's hell or whether you die and go to heaven. There's some people that it doesn't matter. It's up to you. But I'm here to tell you that God has some people that will care for your soul, that will care what your destiny will be, who will feed your soul and quench your thirst with the Word of God. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'm not through. I will continue one more day tomorrow.